Welcome back to the Seven Lakes High School Podcast. I'm Elizabeth, and I am an AV production student. Today, we are with some band and color guard members. Can you please introduce yourselves?
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm a drum major for the Seven Lakes Band Program, and I am a junior.
Hi, my name is Maddie. I am a senior, and I am the head drum major of the Seven Lakes High School Band.
Hi, I'm Piper. I'm a senior, and I'm one of the color guard captains.
Hi, I'm Hazel. I'm also a senior, and I'm one of the color guard captains.
It's so great to have you all. One of my questions is, and any of you guys can answer it, why did you join band or color guard?
I joined color guard when I was in seventh grade. The high school team came to the junior high during PE, and they did a little presentation, and I was like, whoa, because like seeing the flags go around together was like, it just kind of blew my mind. I thought it looked so cool, and like that's something I wanted to be a part of. So I went to auditions and got on a junior high team, and here I am.
I love 6 years later. How long do you guys spend rehearsing?
So every week we rehearse for 8 hours. We have 1 2-hour rehearsal, usually on like Monday or Thursday, and then we have 2 3-hour rehearsals, and then usually on especially in October, every Saturday, we usually have a competition that takes over the whole day.
That sounds like a lot.
It's fun, though.
What's your favorite part about being in band?
My favorite part of being in band is, or color guard, is definitely the community. I've made a lot of friends through color guard, and a lot of those friendships are, like, relationships that I really treasure, and like, it makes doing guard enjoyable, you know? So,
yeah,
definitely the community.
I love that. How did you get your leadership roles?
So, it wasn't, like, an audition process, or audition. It was, like, an interview process. So, we applied and did a Google form, filled out some questions. And then, from there, we did an interview with all the band directors and a few of the guard directors. And, depending on like how our interview went and like the questions, how we answered the questions, determined who they picked to be on the leadership team.
Would you say the process was a little bit longer for it to get to be a like captain?
I mean, yeah, it took a few weeks. They had a lot of people to like go through because a lot of people wanted to be leaders, but yeah.
What has been like one of your favorites or like highlighted moment of the season so far?
One of my favorite moments this season was going to Katy Marching Festival and winning the Katy Cup for the fifth year in a row. It was really cool to like see our band program get that high of an achievement for like so many years.
What will you do after a marching band?
So it depends on like where you are within the band program. The concert bands, we have 4 different concert bands. We have concert, symphonic, symphonic winds, and wind symphony. And those include winds and percussion members. And then if you're in the top band, you have the opportunity to perform in the full orchestra, which does holiday extravaganza, masterworks. And then some people within that organization do the Tommy Tunes musical with the theater in the pit. And then there's also Winter Guard, both for color guard and for percussion, which these different ensembles, there's 4 different winter guards, and color guard takes up 3 of them, and then percussion takes up 1 of them, and we all compete with different schools. It's basically like marching band, but indoors and in the spring, so I think that's really cool.
What is it like to have such a big community at Seven Lakes that combines band and color guard?
Honestly, it's really nice. You know a lot of people that you see in your classes, in the hallways, and you kind of have this bond of participating in this really awesome activity together, going to competitions, participating in rehearsals, and it's very kind of comforting to know that you have all these people who, like, share these experiences with you throughout the school.
I like that. What does it mean to be a color guard captain?
Being a color guard captain involves a lot of responsibility. I mean, we have almost 100 people in our color guard and only 4 captains. So we have a lot of responsibility that goes along with being in it, but it's a lot of fun. You kind of get to see what the staff, like from the staff's perspective, if they like ask you to do something.
Do you have to like have a lot more better of your time management skills?
I think yes, especially if there's like some things that need to be done before rehearsal or like by a certain like competition, if we have to get something done, it's kind of the captain's job to make sure that all gets done. So we have to stay accountable and make sure everybody is staying accountable of what they need to do before like rehearsals and stuff.
What's the biggest difference between the junior high and the high school band or color guard?
I would say that in junior high, a lot of people, band is not really the most fun thing ever because it's just sitting down in a classroom and playing really easy music that you don't really want to deal with every single day. But then when you go into the high school band, you start to form this like family outside of your home, kind of what Hazel touched on earlier, where you know everybody, and so it makes it even more comfortable outside of band when you're just walking the hallway and you know so many people. You just see people that you recognize and you see them every day. And it's also kind of like, since you're at rehearsals for 3 hours pretty much every day, you're kind of forced to form these relationships, but like they end up being really impactful on you, which is something you don't really see in the junior high bands.
I like that. This is just a quick, easy question. Like, what, in your own opinions, like, which one do you like better, marching band or just, like, the winter guard or, like, winter section?
I've never done winter guard just because I am already super busy in the spring semester, and I feel like it's kind of nice to have a little bit of a break from the constant rehearsals. I believe that even if I did winter guard, I would still prefer the regular marching band season just because there's more people there to talk to and interact with.
Yeah, I personally have to agree with that. I do participate in Winter Guard in the percussion ensemble, but I do tend to enjoy the marching band scene a bit more just because you're with quite literally every single person in the band program, whereas if you're in the spring semester, you're with a smaller group of people. So in marching band, you have like the greater connection to everyone in Seven Lakes, as well as the fact that it takes so much of your time, it like becomes your life. And so you hang out with everyone there and it's just, you're basically like going out and having fun every single day and you're like producing something pretty much extraordinary that you've never done before.
Yeah.
I would have to disagree. I winter guard more. I actually like the smaller like environment. There's like less people to deal with. That might sound bad, but
okay. It doesn't sound bad.
It makes sense.
And I like being like with just the color guard. I love marching band, don't get me wrong, but I like being with just the color guard. And like, I like getting closer with a smaller group of people rather than like
being with full people.
Yeah. A huge, like 300 something.
My answer to this question actually changes a lot because there's a lot of pros and cons for me personally for both seasons. And sometimes I'm like vibing with marching band and I'm like, yo, this is great. Like I'm having a great time and it's nice to like be around so many people at once and to have that big community. But like Piper said, sometimes I do like enjoy having a like slightly smaller team or community. And also in winter guard, there's an opportunity to perform some more like complex skills that you can't really do in like the sun and wind that marching band like offers. So I can't really say that I prefer one over the other. It kind of changes for me.
So if some people have not been to football games, if you look at the band and color guard section, there's something called section of the week. How does that work for the sections?
Section of the week is, it's decided by the band council, which Maddie so happens to be a part of. And it's really, it's just about whatever section in the band, which consists of any of the musical instruments, which includes battery as well, but also color guard and even the uniform moms and the loading crew dads. And it's really just the people that the band council looks, they put the entire week in like an overview and they just look through who was the most focused in rehearsal, who had the best attendance, who didn't talk as much, who was like always on the field on time, and just overall it's called section of the week because it's you're the best section of that week. And so it's just a fun thing that we do to boost morale.
Yeah. So basically, like he said, we kind of look at the overview of the week. And at the very end of the year, we have section of the year, which is essentially looking at the entire season and deciding who or like what section put in the best amount of effort and had the most improvement overall. Last year, it was the baritones. Sometimes we choose the loading crew dads or the uniform moms or people like that because they don't necessarily get the like representation that they deserve with all the hard work that they're putting in. And sometimes we do like different sections depending on how well they've improved. So it's essentially just like a reward system.
I like that because when I look at them, it's like the band wears all these like crazy hats compared to like their regular yeah. hats. And I always love that. Mm-hmm. Due to only having like almost 2 football games left, like, are you like sad that marching band season's almost over, or are you like relieved a little?
That question hits hard.
Hey, I have to hit the hard questions.
So if I like in past years, I was very much just relieved. I was sad to like see the seniors go, but now that I am a senior, I'm like, oh geez. Oh no.
It's over,
yeah. And so it's really tough leaving like the community that you've had for quite literally 4 years.
Yeah.
Like every single day for 4 years, just like gone in an mm-hmm. instant. It sucks. It's sad. Yeah, very sad. Not fun at all. So not going to be very happy these next few weeks.
So as the final question, because we're almost out of time, are you guys going to still do like marching band or like color guard at college or like after high school?
I know for me, when I was thinking about it, I don't really want to do college marching band just because it's I feel like what makes our high school marching band so fun is the competitive show. And in college, unless you're doing DCI, which
what is DCI?
DCI is basically professional marching band that happens during the summer. So it ranges from ages like 17 to 21, and you basically move out somewhere for the summer, depending on where your like corps is located. You basically move out, learn a whole competitive show, and then go on tour for the summer. You basically live in high schools or like on a bus and tour the whole country for the summer. And then there's a big championship in Indianapolis, Indiana, the like second week of August. And then that's pretty much like the end of the season.
Unless you're doing DCI, you're just doing like a spirit band at football games. And it's like, I personally feel that it's not as interesting to just be forming, even if they're cool sets, like forming letters or people walking. Like it's cool, but it's like, it's not really for me. But I did consider maybe minoring in like any like clarinet performance or something like that. And then I'll just like occasionally perform in orchestras with my clarinet and stuff like that.
Cool.
So my answer would be very, very different from his. I'm actually majoring in music ed, hoping to teach both high school and hopefully DCI. And I participated in DCI this past summer and hope to continue that until I age out at 22. And then depending on if I continue with DCI, that'll be based on if I do college marching band, especially how good the college marching band is. The colleges I've chosen to apply to are very different in like their marching band levels as well. So like mm-hmm. it really just depends on where I decide to go and where okay. I get accepted and things.
For me personally, I am still not entirely sure whether or not I'm going to continue color guard after high school. It's definitely a possibility. I really like the idea of auditioning and performing in DCI, joining a drum corps, but it's really going to depend on whether once I'm done with high school, I feel that I'm satisfied with where I ended my career in color guard at the end of high school, or if I want to continue on to continue to like develop like my skills and to continue to grow in this area. So still kind of undecided, but definitely am considering it.
Great. That's all the time we have. I would like to thank all you guys for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. It's been very fun.
And this is the end of episode 8, and I hope to see you guys all at the football game.
Yeah.